Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV News Time 810. WNBA star Brittany Griner back now in the U.S. after she was held more than 9 months in Russia. The White House National Communications Coordinator John Kirby moments ago on Griner's mood and health upon her return.
Our team that flew back with her and met her on the ground tell us that she was in very, very good spirits when she got off the plane and appeared to be obviously in good health.
There is some unsettled feelings about the prisoner swap, however, for Victor Boot from Russia. Northeast Florida Representative Michael Waltz, one of them, and we heard you live with Hannity last night, Congressman. As I look into this story, what is the biggest reason for feeling a bit unsettled about this prisoner swap?
Well, first of all, we should have gotten every American out. And to hear the White House say, well, these were the terms that Russia, these were the terms that Putin gave us, is incredibly frustrating. And my heart breaks for the Whelan family. At the end of the day, when does the United States, when does Biden start dictating the terms rather than reacting to terms? And the reason that countries like Iran, Syria, North Korea, the Taliban, and Russia continue to take American after American hostage is because ultimately they get away with it and ultimately they get a better deal. So this is a horrible slippery slope that the Biden administration has us on. How about we start raising the cost to the point it's so painful that these regimes don't dare take another American because it's just not worth it to them.
Are you getting any insider intelligence from the administration that there have been some gains in trying to come up with terms for the Whelan release ultimately?
No, we're not. But that's my point. We cannot be on a path to continue to just to try to find what's acceptable to Putin. He will continue to raise the bar and move the goalposts. That is appeasement is a losing strategy. We have to get into deterrence and raise the cost for these regimes where they don't dare touch a hair on an American's head. Just not worth it to them. But instead, by giving higher and higher and higher profile trades, they're just going to take more and more Americans hostage.
Because of the significance of Brittany Griner's persona being a WNBA star Olympian and because of the 9 months of drama and really coinciding with the start of the war in Ukraine, might her capture, and I guess maybe this is based more on your experiences overseas, sure, with the military, but might this embolden in any way other organizations in other countries or even terrorist groups to look at high-profile names here?
No, absolutely. That's exactly my point is, okay, all of these regimes are holding Americans hostage right now as we speak, but now they just saw a case. Well, you know, the higher the celebrity we can take, then the more of an issue they can make of it, then maybe they can get who they really want. This is a losing strategy. Appeasement's always a losing strategy. It's not in the interest of the United States over the long run, and it's going to endanger Americans around the world over the long run for exactly the reason you just stated. Every other group out there just saw Putin's playbook. And oh, by the way, for the war on Ukraine, Victor Boot will be a field general for Putin in terms of both selling Russian arms and then gathering up the ammunition and the missiles that he needs to continue this war. That's why they wanted him so badly.
Northeast Florida Representative Michael Waltz with us. Other story, you were one of 39 Republicans to vote for the same-sex marriage bill that ultimately the House passed. You, along with Kat Kamak, were a yes on that. Did you have reservations on casting that yes vote?
Well, look, I mean, there were significant religious protections added, and these were religious protections that have never been in law before, that the National Evangelical Association pushed for, the Church of Latter-day Saints have been pushed for, religious organizations have been pushing for many, many years. It's not 100% of what we wanted, but ultimately we decided to take the 70% that will protect churches, adoption agencies, schools, and others from individuals and the government coming after them for their religious beliefs. So it was a difficult vote, but at the end of the day, we decided to support the 70% we got and continue to fight for religious freedom.
Congressman, thanks for your time this morning on short notice like this, and hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up again during the holiday break. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Representative Michael Waltz, you can hear him on Jacksonville's Morning News, as well as we reach out to other local lawmakers on these important stories that are developing. In this case, the president is expected to sign that marriage law bill into law as early as this morning. As it happens, we'll bring it to you as breaking news. You can get our alerts in the WOKV app. It's 8:15.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.